Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Wednesday, so we're bringing you 10 positive news stories. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Doing absolutely great. If you want to support The Positive Truth and all of the positive things that we're trying to spread, you can like, share, subscribe. Helps us out so much. Follow us on our social media accounts below. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I really feel like getting right into my five positive news stories today. Because the first one I got is a bill protecting sharks. Basically, sharks and manta rays are being killed off at a crazy rate. And a Hawaiian bill is basically going to protect all sharks and rays moving forward.
That's pretty dope. Where is this bill from?
Hawaii.
That's so cool.
The fine now, if you kill a shark, is $500. You're gonna move it up to 10 grand.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the math on that, but that's a jump. 510K. Way to go into debt. That'll definitely motivate people to not, you know,
hunt them,
harm these sharks.
Hunt them for fun.
Exactly.
So yeah, shout out to Shark Week on Discovery Channel too. What do you got, Tim?
Well, I'll go ahead and go with my animal story. I got another dog story, which, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody expected that. But I thought this one was pretty cool. So this security camera caught a dog sneaking into a university bookstore in Brazil, and the dog stole a book on the days of abandonment. Moments after the dog exits the store, a student can be seen returning the book to a surprise cashier who is working at the front desk. I have a video that I'm going to share to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, so make sure you guys check that out. I thought it was pretty funny, and I thought it was pretty dope that you guys could check that out. So hopefully that brightened up your day a little bit.
Whoa. Did the dog get adopted?
It didn't say anything about adopting the dog. I just know I thought it was cool that an abandoned dog stole a book about abandonment. The odds of that happening are pretty low.
Well, I have a better dog story, Tim. Not that we're trying to top each other.
Oh, you know we are. Stop playing.
So in South Carolina, there's a dog named Woody, 7-year-old Labrador Retriever. And his owner and a friend were basically refurbishing a boat deck. And his boat, capsized and near a dock, and his friend couldn't swim. And, you know, the other man didn't know that, so he's just swimming back. That's when Labrador jumps out, grabs him, and pulls him back to the shore. So shout out to Woody. Good job, buddy.
Shout out to Woody, man. A dog's best friend. Not a dog's best friend, a man's best friend. This morning's got me, man.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll jump into my next one, man. Well, let's talk about Carmelo Anthony for a second. You actually helped me out with this story. So I didn't know about this, but Carmelo Anthony, he teamed up with the city of Baltimore, MTV, and the NAACP, wow, Tim, to send 4,500 kids to Washington, D.C. in order to participate in the March for Our Lives rally against gun violence on Saturday. How dope is that?
Yeah, it is pretty dope. Don't watch the interview because Melo has this thing about cussing all the time whenever he's getting interviewed.
I hear that.
But yeah, good on Carmelo.
Yeah, man, for sure. It said it took about 80 to 90 buses to transport everybody, man. I thought it was really, really awesome. The fact that we have an Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, going back to his hometown of Baltimore and helping out over there, I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Speaking of helping out, in South Korea, there's a Coast Guard and they did an awesome job. A ferry hit a large rock in the waters off the southwestern coast on Sunday. And yeah, no one died, Tim.
Oh, really?
The Coast
Guard.
That's
positive for sure.
The Coast Guard rescued all 163 people and only 6 people got injuries. That's how good their Coast Guard is now. So shout out to South Korea.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Glad nobody got, you know, too hurt anyways.
Anytime I hear about water stuff, it's like, whew, water and airplane stuff, I'm like, well.
Freaking JP, man. Well, speaking of waterworks, or speaking of water, I got some waterworks for you, man. There was this picture that I saw, and this is the reason why I'm talking about it, just because of this one picture. And then I read the article, and there was a few more pictures, so I'm going to go ahead and share this to the Facebook page as well. But there was this wedding, and obviously weddings are emotional, but for this 6-year-old little boy, as soon as he saw his mom walking down the aisle, he started to bawl, started to cry. He's in his little red tuxedo, looking as fly as possible. And the photographer said, you know what, I'm going to get as many good pictures as I can. And then all of a sudden, he saw this kid crying. And the photographer started crying while taking pictures of this kid. But he thought his mom looked so beautiful that he started bawling out. I wanted to share this on the Facebook page because, again, I know this made me happy just because of looking at the video. And that's what we're about. We're trying to bring some kind of positivity in the world. So if you guys want to see something to make you smile, Positive Truth Podcast, here we go.
There we go, Tim. Yeah. Did you cry when a redneck came down the aisle, Tim? I wasn't there because you were on a beach, you know, a few thousand miles away, bawling out.
If you want a true story, I was straight. I was golden until it was time for me to say my vows, and I got about like maybe 6 words in before I started bawling out. It was pretty bad. Nobody expected that. I didn't expect that. I was like, oh, you know, and it was an ugly cry too, man. It was terrible.
As I'm talking to Tim over Skype right now, he has a picture of him when he got married in front of the beach in the ocean. So
true story.
Yeah. It's like, Tim, you could get married closer, man.
Man, you know why we decided to get married on the beach?
Tammy?
True story. No, I mean, that was like definitely motivation.
Okay.
But like, you know, going to see her wedding was like, yeah, we can do this. But in all reality, man, I know a lot of people, and I don't talk to a lot of people. And Edna got to the point where people are just going to show up to our wedding that I don't know, and I don't want that. So let's go somewhere else. And I said, yes, ma'am, and that's how it went.
And that's why they're halfway married today.
Tú sabes.
That is true. Anytime we go record, Tim and JoJo know somebody.
That's true. That
every,
is very true.
Every single time. It's like, or we just did an interview on Sunday that's going to come out in a month. And when they were talking to someone at OU, it was like, oh yeah, I know this person. You know them? It's like, yeah. It's like, wow. We can't do anything in Oklahoma without Tim or JoJo at least knowing somebody that you know.
It's a good sign, though, man. It's a good sign. It's all good for networking purposes.
Well, speaking of being good for positive purposes, there's a New Hampshire governor named Chris and a Manchester mayor named Joyce Craig. I can't pronounce Chris's last name, so I'm not going to try to. They spent last Friday night sleeping out in the cold to raise awareness and money for services for the homeless. It's their 4th installment of an annual event organized by Child and Family Services with the goal for 2018 to raise $250,000 to help out the homeless. And yeah, anytime you get a governor of a state sleeping outside to help out, that's a damn good job.
Absolutely. Where was this at again?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. It reminds me of that Utah mayor. Was it the mayor or governor?
I think it was the same thing, the governor.
Yeah, he slept outside for a couple days and experienced. It reminded me of that. I think that is amazing when you have somebody, you know, that's a political leader out there doing what he needs to do to try to help out his communities. I think that's amazing.
Oh, that's not the end of the story, though.
Oh, wow.
So they each, everyone that slept outside, donated to the cause $1,000.
Man, that's even better.
The governor's team of people slept outside raised over 30 grand.
Wow.
Oh, it gets better, Tim.
I'm listening.
So my last positive news story is about Finland. They decided to adopt U.S.'s Housing First model on a national scale to try to figure out homelessness. They adopted it, like a few years ago. 1987, they had the largest homeless population in the Western world. And since then, it's dropped from 18,000 people to less than 5,000 people have been homeless. And
wow.
The program, here's the best part about this story. The U.S. Housing First model, where basically, if you don't know what that is, they put the homeless in housing so they can, you know, get a good night's sleep, get some food, because you have a refrigerator, you can shower, you can shave. It's paid for itself. Because so much of the homeless have gotten jobs, and with their taxes, it's actually all of that money, since it's so low cost, is paid for the program.
That's amazing, man. That's like, there's so many positive aspects from that story. I can't even touch any of them. I'm just impressed.
Yeah, it's almost like everyone should follow Finland's lead on this.
Agreed.
What are your last positive news stories, Tim?
So I got two more, obviously. I have a lady by the name of Judy. So back in 2016, she was suffering from this cold, and the cold wasn't going away. So she went to the doctor, and she found out one of the worst things you can find out going to the doctor. She found out that she had lung cancer. So basically, she went through 5 rounds of chemotherapy. Nothing was getting any better. The doctors basically told her, you have about a year to live. And that's whenever she said, you know what? I'm not about to give up. I don't believe you. So her husband and her, they did some research. They got online and they found out Cuba has a vaccine called Climavax. And it's another breakthrough in the immunotherapy revolution, long story short. There was a lot going on there with research. Long story short, it's doing a lot. So they go over to Cuba. The vaccine, it costs between $3,600 to $6,000 for a year's supply. And it's currently not available in Canada because they haven't applied for approval in a North America country. And this vaccine's done wonders. So it's 2016 when she found this out. She goes at the end of 2016. It's now 2018, and she is feeling as healthy as ever. I thought this was awesome because I know here in the United States, we don't hear very much about too many positive news stories on medicine. And there's all over the world, they have all kind of, you know, research that's going on over there, and they're saving people and they're coming up with cures that we don't know about. And this right now, I mean, it's a vaccine that's definitely helping with lung cancer. And yeah, I definitely want to talk about it because, you know, medicine does wonders these days, and we all know it's always progressing.
Shout out to also moving from cold Canada to warm Cuba.
Tú sabes.
That will definitely help with the cold for sure. That was a bad pun. Anyway, you got one more positive news story, Tim?
Yes, sir. You're out of stories?
Yeah, I did 2 in a row.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, my last one, I think this is my favorite positive news story of the day. So there was this man, he's from Cleveland, Ohio, and he flew to Arizona to go pick up his daughter. His daughter was born. He won custody of his daughter, so he flew from Ohio to get to Phoenix to go pick her up to fly back to Ohio. So he spoke with the Frontier Airlines about what he needed to get his newborn on the plane, right? And on the phone, they said, well, you're going to need a birth certificate, a note from the hospital saying she's clear to fly, and that should be good. He says, great, gets everything he needs, flies down to Phoenix, gets his daughter, gets to the airport, and when he got to the airport, they would not let him board the plane. They said that the baby, we don't allow babies to fly if they're younger than 7 days, so you have to wait 7 days to fly. Of course, he's heartbroken. He's like, man, well, can I have my money back so I can figure out another way to get down there or get back home? And they said it's going to take 7 days to refund you your money. Now, he used all of his money he had to go pick up his daughter. Now he doesn't have enough money to buy another plane ticket or even rent a car, not even enough money to get a hotel. He definitely was like struggling, trying to figure out what he was going to do with his newborn daughter in his arms. He then remembered, you know what? I met a volunteer at the hospital that was taking care of my daughter while I was in Ohio. So he called her, and without any questions asked, she didn't ask for any money. She said, absolutely, you can come stay with me. This man and this newborn daughter stayed with this woman for 7 days until he got his refund back. And she helped take care of the baby. was holding the baby all night. Just one of the sweetest things in the world. And the reason why I love this story so much, this is a black man and an elderly white woman that are coming together, and color wasn't involved at all. She is now the honorary grandmother to this little girl because, you know, for 7 days, really 8 days, she was taking care of this daughter, or taking care of his daughter like it was her own. And I just thought it was a super positive news story, and it shows, you know, no matter how old you are, no matter what your skin color is, you can always help somebody out.
Absolutely, Tim. Also, boo on the airline for making you wait 7 days. It's not like they didn't have the money or something.
I know. They, and on top of that, like, whoever gave them the information about, like, oh, all you need is a note from the doctor saying she's clear to fly, they should have definitely contacted the airport and find out if they're going to let them on the plane or not, because that's ridiculous. I wouldn't know what to do if I had my daughter in my arms. Ugh.
So, yeah, boo to the whoever the flight person, the flight was, but shout out to the, what was the lady's name?
Oof. What is her name?
You told me pre-podcast.
Joy. Ha, take that world.
Like, take that world as if we're against you in finding the name.
Man, I felt like it was. No, I'm just kidding.
So yeah, shout out to Joy. You can help anybody. And that's a hell of a situation to help. So great job there. We are out of positive news stories. We'll be back on Friday. We are interviewing the Positive Tomorrows. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful interview. We're interviewing Susan. She's her, basically, I would say, PR director. Talks about all the positive things Positive Tomorrows is doing in the community of Oklahoma City. They're basically a nonprofit that helps with homeless children in Oklahoma City. Absolutely awesome. Have to check it out. Until then, Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, I do, sir. Once you discover that your pain is your purpose, a curse becomes a blessing. J.D. Messenger.
Nice. Is his last name Messenger?
Yeah, pretty dope, right?
Can he... No puns. Just stop, JP. Anyway, we're out.
Stay positive.